You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book, Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life Even If You Have ADHD. I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless I get it to you. So bear with me in any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I'm not going for perfect. I'm forgetting this information out to you in a timely manner. Today, I'm going to talk about taking action in spite of. Taking action in spite of. You fill in the blank. Part of having ADHD is often struggling with taking action. My clients and I talk about this a lot. Two key points keep rising to the top. First, we often delay taking action for fear of failure. Second, we often delay taking action because we don't feel we know what the perfect action to take is. Let's look at the second one first. Delaying action due to perfection. I actually don't believe perfection exists, or at least it is very rare. Waiting for perfection means missing opportunities. Also, to get to perfection, or as close as possible, involves trying many times, practicing. If you don't do that, you are guaranteed not to achieve perfection. We rarely, if ever, start off doing anything perfectly. I argue that it is better to take an imperfect action than no action at all. An imperfect action may not get you exactly where you want to go, but it can get you closer. Closer than not acting at all does. I also believe taking early action gives us a margin of time to fix the action or improve upon it. Whereas if you wait to the last possible moment, seeking to make the action as perfect as possible, first, it may never happen, and second, you have no margin to fix any problems. Time will have run out. Early imperfect action allows time for follow-up and improvement. In an ideal world, our actions are timely and perfect, but I don't know the address to that ideal world, only the address to the world I live in. That is a world where the only way to move forward is to take action, even imperfect action. Remember, imperfect action is better than no action. This leads to my first talking point. We often delay action for fear of failure. If we don't act, we can't fail, the argument would go. I disagree with this line of thinking. By not acting, we are guaranteed failure. Life is about movement, preferably forward. Without movement, we stagnate. Our fear of failure can be paralyzing. This is interesting to me because I think as people affected by ADHD, by the time we are adults, we've experienced a lot of failure and survived. I would even argue that the failure experiences have strengthened us because we've had to pull from within to keep on going. Picking yourself up off the ground and continuing onward after you have fallen takes courage and strength. Instead of celebrating that and making us braver about our future possible failure, we let ourselves start fearing the failure. I used to teach dance to all ages. One day I noticed that the little kids I taught often leapt higher than the older kids and adults. The little ones just went for it and threw themselves all in, whereas the older kids and adults were thinking not about leaping, but what could go wrong when they leapt? What if they didn't look graceful or landed poorly? What if they couldn't leap as high as the person before them? What if their arms were not just right? The little ones just ran and leapt. They acted. And occasionally they fell. The majority just got right back up and got in line to take another leap. The ones who didn't were the ones who the adults in the room communicated to them that catastrophe had occurred. When parents would watch their kids leap and the kids stumbled or fell, the parents would react in a dramatic way. That signaled to the child that something bad had happened, and sometimes it would even cause them to break out in tears. But if instead the adults in the room just didn't react or encouraged them to get up and keep going, they usually did. As adults, we tell ourselves stories, negative ones, about how bad it will be if we fail, and this can stop us from taking action. I challenge you to instead think about what good could come from taking action, even an imperfect action at that. Obviously, one should try to do the best they can. But sometimes good enough is good enough, and no action is guaranteed failure. Personally, I find it difficult to live in an ambiguous situation. I prefer to take action, and the results let me know where I stand. Sometimes I'm standing in a great position. Other times, I am not. All that means is I need to assess the situation as it is, and then in that moment, try to figure out if I should try again, if maybe I should seek assistance, or try something completely different. Are there things in your life that you are not taking action on? Maybe instead of taking a big action that you fear will be imperfect or result in failure, take a micro action that at least moves you a little forward. This might result in you seeing more possibilities as to what your options are. No action reduces the likelihood of gaining a new perspective, and that reduces your possibilities. In conclusion, don't let the fear of failure stop you from taking action. No action can become failure too. Better to take an imperfect action than no action at all. If you are struggling with taking action, try taking a micro action and then reevaluate your options. Well, that's it for today. For more information about Abigail Worf Coaching, please go to www.abigailworf.com. There you'll find many free resources and information about ADHD and ADHD coaching. If you wish, you can opt in and start receiving my newsletter that covers topics related to ADHD and productivity.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailworf.com.